Less than 2 weeks to go until the midterm elections. Let's get to our Senate tracker and a state this week that has a very tight race going on, Iowa. Longtime Democratic Senator Tom Harkin is retiring from his seat, and Republican State Senator Joni Ernst and Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley are vying for that spot. Clay Masters of Iowa Public Radio joins us from Des Moines with more on this. Clay, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And this is a state that knows its politics very well. Of course, every 4 years, it's the first in the nation caucus state during the presidential race. Does this feel like that? Is the politics that hot, or is this not quite to that level?
No, it's a real rare thing that a Senate seat opens up like this. So we've been talking about this race for more than a year, and it's just been getting more and more outside money poured into it. And really, the rhetoric and the campaign ads, it's just been nonstop.
And let's hear about the candidates. And first, Republican State Senator Joni Ernst. Here she is speaking at last week's debate in Sioux City.
I will fight hard for middle-class families so they have better-paying jobs. I will work for the thousands of Iowans who are facing higher health care costs because of Obamacare. And I will protect Social Security and Medicare for our seniors because they have sacrificed so much that our families can reach for the American dream.
You know, in all of the Senate trackers that we've done, Clay, I don't think I've heard a single candidate not mention Obamacare if they're the Republican candidate. Tell us more about Joni Ernst and what she's campaigning on.
Yeah, a year ago, Joni Ernst was still pretty unknown to the vast majority of Iowans. I remember us reporters were not even sure who the Republican candidate was going to be a year ago. She was in a crowded primary race. And as long as she's been in the Iowa Senate, she's been in the minority party. And she's from Red Oak, a small town in southwest Iowa. Now, unlike Congressman Braley, she had a very competitive primary, which she won, earning a lot of the so-called Republican establishment, as well as picking up some Tea Party voters. She had Sarah Palin was here ahead of the primary. And in the primary, she really had some slick ads that really caught attention. There was one about how growing up on an Iowa farm, castrating hogs made her a good candidate so she could go cut pork in Washington. Another one showed her wearing a leather jacket, driving a Harley to a shooting range and pointing a gun at the camera and saying she would take dead aim on Obamacare.
Wow.
And she's a very polished candidate, and the cameras seem to love her.
Okay. Well, she is running against Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley. Let's take a listen to Congressman Braley.
As your next senator, I'm going to get up every morning thinking about what I can do to make your lives better. And I'm going to focus on economic policies that are going to strengthen the middle class, because that's what Iowans have always depended upon, whether it's in agriculture, in education, in energy.
What should we know about Congressman Braley?
Well, he is a four-term congressman from northeast Iowa, a lawyer from Waterloo. That's a city up there in northeast Iowa. And he has an interesting number of endorsements from around the state. The Iowa corn growers endorsed him, while they also endorsed a lot of Republicans in other races, which makes it an interesting endorsement, including they endorsed Steve King, the firebrand that many people know up in northwest Iowa's very conservative 4th district. Over the weekend, Cedar Rapids Gazette, the newspaper out in eastern Iowa, endorsed him as well, saying it's important to keep a balance among Iowa's United States senators in that the state has had one of each party for more than 30 years, really. Republican Chuck Grassley has been there a long time, serving with Democrat Tom Harkin. And there's also been a lot of people in the state throwing their support, prominent Democrats like Hillary Clinton. Senator Elizabeth Warren was just here. And the First Lady is making a couple stops here as well.
And by the way, Senator Grassley is still quite popular in Iowa, right?
Yeah, he's very popular, and he has said he's seeking re-election, which at 81 years old, and he keeps getting re-elected, I'd say that's popularity right there.
So we've heard there from the candidates talking about health care and the economy. What are the main issues for voters?
Well, what you're really seeing is a war of personalities taking place. The Ernst campaign is really trying to paint Braley as out of touch with Iowans, mainly connecting him to comments he made early on in the race before the general election to a group of lawyer donors in Texas. Now, we were just talking about Republican Chuck Grassley, who's pretty popular in the state. He made a comment about Grassley being a farmer from Iowa who does not have a law degree, making him unfit to chair the Judiciary Committee should Republicans take control over the Senate. Now, on the flip side of that, the Braley campaign is working to paint Ernst as an extremist. During the primary, she said she does not believe in a federal minimum wage. That's been a big issue for them, as well as comments she made about privatizing Social Security being an option on the table. And outside money is really trying to capitalize on all of these things.
And what are the polls saying?
The polls are still showing that it's too close to call. Ernst's been ahead by just a couple points in the last few polls, but again, much too close to call.
Clay Masters of Iowa Public Radio speaking with us about the very close Senate race there between State Senator, the Republican Joni Ernst, and Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley. They are vying for the seat that's been held for a long time by Democratic Senator Tom Harkin. We'll be watching. Clay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jeremy.